So once again, thank you for resting. Thank you for just gathering here as rooted stillness. We have no idea really of the effect a group like ours has on the human field and thus the immense field. Just resting here, we'll notice how within ourselves the body-mind starts to unwind. To relax back into its naturalness. Unencumbered, such a lovely word. Unencumbered, not carrying anything that's not its own. As compassion, which is who we are, who we all are already, always, we carry everything formlessly as this benevolent space. And yet when we incarnate, so to speak, or take form and wear these beautiful, amazing bodies, still compassion wants to carry everything emotionally and mentally and even physically. So we're just here as this resting presence. We're reminding almost even the gods, Papaji used to say that even the gods come to satsang. We're reminding or inviting compassion also to lay its burdens down. Apparently when compassion becomes personal, it still wants to carry everything. And the beauty of that is that there's an immense longing, a true, true, unshakable longing within all of us for suffering to come to rest within ourselves and within all beings. This is the heart's longing. And there's no mystery to that because it's this one heart that can help suffering come rest. Because suffering is just a function, really, in a field of well-being. So it's curious to consider that suffering is a function. It's a contraction in a field of natural joy and simplicity. And suffering is ripe for realization. We might have all noticed that. It's insistent upon coming to satsang so it can know itself. So it's not just these unique embodiments of pure awareness that realize their true nature, but it's also all the emotions, the body itself, the one mind that's on its return home as well. So what are you noticing? What is touching you? What do you love about being this embodied stillness that loves form, loves the formless prior to both? So to share, just unmute yourself with star 6, and when it feels complete, star 6 again.
Pamela?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, it's Glenn. I'm going first again.
Hey, Glenn. Welcome.
Hogging it. Well, thank you. Being always being you.
I can't help it.
And then there's no you. There's really no you. What's being really called out on the carpet right now is still a lot of anger, fear, and sadness that it appears as if part of my ego would just love to hold on to the story that fuels it.
That fuels it? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. But just for a moment, bow to the story.
Yeah, and the story's always about the violence.
Yeah, but just take a moment and honor the story's longing.
Yeah.
Because it's the same longing the heart has, right?
Same.
Underneath the reactivity or the outrage, and there's nothing wrong with that, it's also part of nature. What's the longing that everything's frustrated about?
It doesn't know how to come to rest.
Okay, yes, yes.
In other words, that's what I mean. It likes it. It's attached and actually seems to sadomasochistically like the attachment to the story, so that it can continue feeding off of the fear and the anger and the sadness.
Yeah, but you know, that's not the whole truth. It's frustrated because it doesn't know how to come home, right?
Oh, right, right.
Okay. Now, honor the frustration because it's half human and half divine. I like honoring divine frustration because it's so deeply, deeply true. Here's the unlimited one, and it takes a human form, which is exquisite sensing instrument, and then which has a limitation app, and then after a while the divine is howling in frustration. So we're just bowing to the story, the divine frustration. We're just agreeing with all of it. Because there's deep truth in it. It's saying, I don't like this. Whatever it doesn't like in the moment.
Well, I guess hanging on to the continuation of the fear and the sadness and the anger. I think, you know, another part of me would like to say enough is enough. It's dragging me down.
Yeah, but it's just clinging like it's a little buoy, like a boat.
Yeah.
Now, it's just because from its point of view, it's going to get sucked into the vastness. So it's holding on to the little buoy, right?
Right.
Yeah, now, just to honor that.
Sure.
I mean, if you and I were out, if our boat disappeared, we would definitely be holding on to something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If we could. Oh. So we want to show it that there's no threat in relaxing into and living as that openness. Because the mind has added scary ideas to natural openness, like it's going to get sucked into a negative space or something.
Yeah, a prison.
Yeah. And it's actually the opposite. So just a little compassion for that which is clinging. We're just inviting it to rest. We're just inviting it to notice it's safe to rest. And nothing has to be edited or fired. Nothing has to go anywhere. So there's no loss. Everything's just relaxing back into its naturalness. Would that be okay?
Yeah, if you could really believe that as the truth, and then become it.
Yeah, but now just tell it doesn't have to believe it. We're just inviting it to check it out.
Okay, that's good. Don't even have to ask it to believe it.
Oh, no, because then it will have to invoke doubt, and we'd have to run a whole test and all that. So no need to believe anything. We're just checking out where it wants to live. it being consciousness or life in all of its different forms and functions, where would it like to live kinesthetically and emotionally and mentally and physically? And
can I answer that?
Yeah.
I'm getting everywhere at once.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Beautiful. Well, that's its naturalness. That's life's own confession.
Yeah, because that's accepting everything, everywhere at once.
Yeah, without any acceptance, the human idea of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, after a while, some of the spiritual pointings become irritants, like get rid of the story and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Here, it's much easier just to be everywhere present, relaxed.
You're asking me to relax?
Oh, no, and tell it doesn't have to relax.
Well, you know, I just made a joke because that's one of the hardest things for me to do is really relax.
Yeah, but see, as soon as we have to or we feel we should really relax, then all the protective apps are going to move in the other direction. So
Right. What
I like inviting that natural presence that's in the heart of every movement and every misunderstanding to just look at how it would like to live. And it can set aside all the spiritual ideas and just see what's true for it, what's true for anger, what's true for tightness in the body, what's true for the mind, you know?
Yeah.
And it's pretty much what you said. Hey, just kicking back. Natural, everywhere present. Very nice satsang, Gwen.
it's been a rough number of weeks with some realizations that are always churning around.
Yeah, but don't let the realizations get laminated.
Yeah, that's good.
Because otherwise, they're not true anymore. They're often used by the I thought to put innocence down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And strong tendency to over conceptualize things.
Yeah, but you didn't come up with that.
Uh-huh.
That's the intellect just trying to balance and kind of cling, because it's in an ocean of elemental mystery.
Yeah.
So the intellect is even though we deeply bow to its supreme intelligence, it's also clings to the known and the habitual, and none of it's true. Any of its file on Glenn is not true.
Uh-huh.
It's biased.
Yeah. Just
so
again,
go forth and do something out of character today.
Oh,
that's
really?
Fun and nourishing.
Okay.
But really nourishing.
Okay, really nourishing out of character.
That's it. Ask
okay.
Innocence, stillness, what would nourish it today? And it's amazing. It might want to go for a hike, or it might want to, where you live, go cross-country skiing, or it might want to have a hot bath, or it might want to go to a museum, or roller skate. Who knows what it'll want to do?
Okay.
Okay.
I'll ask it and make sure the answer is not some intellectual sabotage. It'll be the real answer.
Oh, good. Thank you, dear.
Thank you so much, Pamela. Thank you. Loving you.
Back at ya.
Hi, Pamela.
Yes.
Hi, this is Diane.
Hello.
Hello. Well, I'm comparing yesterday. I was pretty calm and felt in that more wise place where I could be discerning about everything and very quiet. And then today, my daughter's leaving today for Peru.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, you know, a lot of stronger feelings coming mm-hmm. up. And that's okay, but I don't like it. I don't, it feels like it shouldn't have to be so hard, you know?
Yes, but can we start with that, agreeing with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some of it isn't even about her going or worrying about her safety. Some of it is more even about, like, looking at my own life. You know, she's not here and I get to look at, well, you know, just all the things that I want to be different in my own life.
Yes. And just say yes to that as well. Once again, there's a longing for fullness, isn't there? And a longing. These are such natural longings for all the goodness, really.
But when I'm in this place where there's a lot of emotion, I don't even imagine, it's hard to imagine having any of the good things happen. But yesterday I was really clear about it. And
but honor this sorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like we're just bowing to what is in the moment. And here sorrow is coloring the transparency. And it's natural.
It is, but I don't like it.
Yeah, but what you don't like is how deep and oceanic it is, right?
Yeah, I guess that, or it feels like I should be able to control it, or...
No, no one's ever been able to control the elementals, which is the true nature of the emotions. So just honor that you don't like it. Have some fun with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And can you bow to the fact that you can't control it? Because that's an amazing teaching from life. Life is always saying, you cannot control the elements. We're just going, gosh, we are noticing that.
Well, and then, yeah, first that it released something, because then I realized, and then I got that it's the resistance that just keeps it, makes it so much worse.
Okay. And if resistance relaxed back into just beautiful lion-hearted strength, would that be okay?
Definitely.
Yummy, yeah. So just welcome it as lion-hearted strength and just change the words until it's juicy for you.
Welcome it, meaning welcome.
Welcoming the resistance as lion-hearted strength.
Ah, the resistance.
Or natural strength. Or so it too can remember itself rather than just being this heavy-handed resistance.
Everything just relaxed. I don't know if I'm feeling the strength or not, but
well, but that's
relaxed.
That's a gorgeous confirmation by life to itself that what you did was just true. So just the way I know you love mountains and, you know, nature and all the glory that is nature, right? So now we're just noticing that that's what the emotions are made of. And when we bow to the essence of something, it wakes up and remembers and relaxes. So devotion is the greatest strength of a sage, I find. Devotion and gratitude and seeing into the heart of everything. So here resistance was included, it was honored as strength, and then it became a lion in the sun. Just all stretched out and basking and ah.
I think, yeah, I could really feel that.
Mm-hmm.
And then where I would tend to get stuck is if I relax, like, this is what I want to know, because I know this isn't true. There's this belief that if I relax and give myself this time to just feel good, that then I'm not going to get anything done. And then I'm, you know what I mean? It's got it backwards. It's like, I can't really relax until I make more money or fix this problem, or
mm-hmm. Yes,
and it's hard
and
to take a day off or have fun at anything when I think I haven't done enough.
Yes. So this is, thank you for bringing that here, because each one of us will have heard that voice within that wants consciousness or presence to be practical and highly functioning. And it has a misunderstanding. Relaxation, that's where creativity lives and potentiality lives, right? So the intellect or the I thought is just trying to herd consciousness, you know, as if these embodiments are like a way to relax cows in a field, and the little herding dog has to get them all. Who knows what it's doing? But just thank that impulse in the mind.
And it is, you can take action from this place then.
Oh, absolutely. This is where nature is doing everything. Galaxies are being born from this deep, spacious, intelligent relaxation. Yeah?
And so maybe certain things may manifest.
Oh,
just because you're in that state, right?
Yeah.
Because you are allowing.
Yeah, this is where all the spring bulbs arise from, and all the creativity, and yeah.
Yeah, it feels very healing to everything.
Mm. Now, just bow to the mind again and invite it to rest. And nourish itself. I mean, without this nourishment of stillness, imbalance happens. So we're just leading this great, amazing, wise intellect. We're leading it back to nourishment, where it can nourish itself and know itself as pure intelligence rather than contracted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really feel that in every cell of my being.
Wonderful. And
yeah.
The intellect needs that, needs our extra attention until it gets that it can nourish itself and live as stillness and creativity and what you call manifestation, because
so the intellect needs that until,
well,
it can recognizes.
Yeah, it has a habit of contracting to function. So if you can notice that, okay, now it's contracted and then it starts racing or whirring or whatever it's doing. That's an alert to you, the inner sage, to give it a little satsang.
And that might be just saying, it's okay, you can relax. Or
it'll be fresh in the moment.
In the moment, right.
But basically, the misunderstanding the I thought or the intellect has about pure awareness is A, we are not practical. B, we're way too relaxed. 3, We're not highly functional as pure intelligence, pure awareness, and pure creativity and innocence.
So the a lot of that's just conditioning, right?
And there's truth in it, because identified innocence is different than pure innocence. So pure innocence is highly functional and highly creative and incredibly responsive, and it's not in time, so it is just a very impressive doer without even doing. It's like pure being takes over doingness.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a lot more fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it's efficient because it's not in time.
And that's what we want anything else, anything to bring us anyway, is that feeling of
lovely, well
joy.
Said. So the intellect contracts to make sure innocence is functional, but we can just show it, no, now we're practical, creative innocence, and we're street smart, and we have the lay of the land, and we're following our genuine interest.
Yeah, I'm amazed how quickly it shifted.
Good, yes. That's all it needs, is a little satsang from you.
See, then I think I want to give you the credit.
Well, it helps when we have two
group
sages, plus we have this huge back of
right.
how many sages are on the call.
Right.
So, before I took refuge in mountains and forests and wilderness and amazing animals and now, wow, look, we have our friends.
Thank you,
well.
Everybody.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Pamela. I'm so grateful.
Much love, dear.
Love you. Love to you, too. Much love.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hi, Pamela.
Hi, Pamela.
Hello. There seems to be a lot of reverb. Are you using Skype or?
I got rid of it. Sorry about that.
Oh, you did. Genius.
Well, I had to use my cell phone because my computer's not allowing me to speak clearly. So here we are. I've shut the computer off now and just on my phone.
Okay, dear.
It's Ophelia.
Hello.
Hello. I've invited Marty to be on this call with me, and he actually is not here. And I feel like I feel pretty helpless right now to help him. And I'm just wondering if maybe you and this very supportive group can somehow help him.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's bow to his true nature. That's the best way to start. Would that be all right?
Yeah. As soon as you said that, my heart just totally opened. So.
Oh, so good. And so even more bows and really honoring him as the one sage, the one heart, life.
You know, I see him like this, and he just has difficulty seeing himself like this sometimes.
That's okay. Now, each one of us will notice part of the function of the mind is to maintain a file on the embodiments, right? So, honestly, if I could show you the file that the mind had gathered on the character of Pamela,
mm-hmm.
We all would be going, oh, that's awful. Because the file is not the strengths and the uniqueness and the quirky beauties and the, you know, irreverence and all the fun stuff. The file is on all the errors and the failings and the deficiencies. Does that resonate? I mean, does anybody else have a file like that? So, I mean, it's really, if we could show each other our files, we go, oh, that's not true. my God. Yeah. Maybe one moment under extreme pressure, you waffled and wobbled and followed the mind. Yeah, so let's bow to Marty's file. Because what I love about bowing to the files on all these unique embodiments is it's like a blast of pure devotion, love, gratitude to the file maker and the file. And the file basically lightens up. So bowing to the file on the deficiencies, the errors, the mistakes, the shouldn't have done that.
How did you know? This is exactly, I don't even have to speak, and you know exactly, this is exactly what's
happening. Yeah, because none of this is personal. It's so weird. It's like, as soon as you get a body, you get all these apps. Mm-hmm. And one of them is the deficient self app. And it's designed to keep us humble, which is really weird. So anyhow, it's a very heavy-handed app, so we're going to bow again to it.
That's amazing what's happening in my body. It's like my whole body. I can feel like every part of it. It's like open.
Beautiful. Now let's bow to that. Because it's like everything is remembering itself as innocence and purity. Purity meaning nothing ever happened. It never did anything wrong. You know, the role did weird stuff, but only because it got a script. Honestly, a crummy script from the I thought. So we're bowing to all that. Pure innocence, pure being, never did anything wrong.
He's at the casino right now. I hope you can feel this.
Bright, shining, true nature, yeah?
Can we bow to her desperation?
Yes, bow to that, because there's beauty in it. It's what I call divine frustration. His divinity is just like so sick and tired of being in the Marty bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Like a genie. He wants to just stretch and be free. So bow to that. Just yes, yes, yes. Of course you want to be free. Natural, natural. And bow to the containment in him, because when I was feeling into him, I could feel a little containment in the head and in the solar plexus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And just bowing to him again. And part of the human misunderstanding, and it's in all humans, is the polarity of deserving, not deserving, of mm-hmm. freedom or love or...
Yes.
Yeah. So just invite him to look behind deserving and not deserving. Into essential freedom.
Very interesting. I went behind. I had to go behind in the back door, like the back of the kitchen door to go there
good.
For him. And there he was, almost childlike, and there was two of him. There was the deserving and the not deserving.
Yes. And so, ask him who he was before he entered that play.
Pure brilliance. Pure.
Ooh, there he is.
Yeah, like, it's almost like this big light comes up in between the two.
That's it, and scoops them up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that feels so cool. Like, that is beautiful. That is just, I hope he can feel this.
Yeah. Now, bow to him as that brilliance. And then bow to also the role he was playing. It's so much, each one of us were like the gods that came to Earth and wore rags to see if they would be still seen and honored. It's a very old Greek myth, but it's archetypally kind of what presence did.
Yes.
And just bow to the rags and to the role play.
He really likes that. I sensed it immediately. I put wreaths of flowers around both deserving and non-deserving.
That's
with
it.
A big shiny light in the middle. Very cool.
Wonderful. Yeah, the greatest.
There's a real charge of excitement now, like return, excitement.
Wonderful. And maybe quick bow to his mind, because each one of us, we got an I Can't app. So, and that's like a little cork in the mind. So bow to it, because I can feel him now. He's uncontaining his field. But we want to make sure that little cork in the mind also uncontains. So bowing to the bright, shiny, natural mind that's behind the limited mind.
I felt a relax in my body.
Very good, yeah. Because it's actually the mind's projections onto the innocence that makes the big mess, because the mind is just talking about itself, its own wanting to return home, its own sense of deficiency or loss or limitation. And so we're bowing to it so it doesn't start rewriting the tragicomedy.
I literally have this picture of so funny. There's the two of him, the bright light. He's now adorned with many flowers, and I've actually got his brain in the middle.
Yeah,
his brain. I'm just adorning his brain with like crystals and beautiful things, rain, everything.
Yeah.
It's almost ridiculous, but
no, but
it's kind of funny.
Gorgeous. This is like a modern, ancient, devotional way of being. And now we're including the one mind that tied itself up in little yogic knots.
It's free now. It's free.
Ooh, wonderful. There it goes.
I actually physically, like when you said the tying it up in yogic knots, I just saw ropes, and I went and cut them all, and it's free.
Good, good, good. Yeah. Yeah. Everything is just on its return now in all of us. Every last little movement.
The mind is now elevating, like it's lifting from the ground and lifting. So it's returning to that big light.
Gorgeous. Now bow to the role of Marty, because he was so convincingly playing a god in rags, we had this beautiful satsang.
Yes, yes.
Yes, we're bowing again. Thank you, thank you.
Oh, I really like bowing. It feels so good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Pavel, thank you.
Oh, thank you. That was pretty amazing.
Thank you to everyone for just holding that, too. That was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Pamela.
Much love. Thanks to all of us. Yes, yes, yes.
Much love. Bye for now.
Hello, Pamela?
Yes.
Charlie.
Greetings, Charlie.
So, I'll tell you the good stuff first.
Hi, Dr. Huff. My name's...
I got an email, and it said, we are all just walking each other home.
Yes, beautiful.
And at first, it was so subtle, I didn't even get it. But then it sunk in, and then the other thing was, I noticed I spend a lot of time, I don't have intimate friends, going to the Berkeley Bowl or in public places, and I noticed recently, if I look in people's eyes, it's sort of changes the whole perspective. I'm not in, there's a natural veneer of criticalness and seeing physical things. So, and I'm lifelong judgmental of, you know, whether it's fat, skinny, beautiful, whatever, you know.
Don't worry, our minds all joined you in that. I think it's an app.
Yeah, right, it is, and then one gets into, you know, people said, oh, you should be a critic. I mean, there is gets into subtle refinement of seeing beauty or mm-hmm. not beauty. And, you know, and even that is an app.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's that. The other thing is my life is in miserable shape. I go to sleep at all hours of the morning. I just, unmanageable, and I'm doing nothing. I need to have some meaningful purpose, work, doing something, and this really, troubles me. There's
okay.
this sort of making all this spiritual stuff, well, that's okay, everything is okay, but, for this individual, there needs to be some meaningful action as long
okay.
as I'm in
okay,
this.
But just say yes to that longing, Charlie. Just and stay with it slowly because it's an RSVP from stillness. It's saying, would you like to be of service, or would you like to show up that way? And the heart is already saying yes. So stay with confirming the yes to the RSVP. Yes, yes, yes.
Again, it's like being like a little child. You say yes, 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 and the little child says yes, 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 and the intelligence says, I don't know what she's talking about.
Yeah, but see, the longing, it arises from stillness, presents itself to awareness, innocence, and then it hits the head. And the head goes, I can't, or I don't know, or how to do this, or I wish, or, yeah? So Now bow to the head. Because one thing I really notice in the human tribe is we overlook the grace factor. I have to say that. And grace is the one that's transmitting the longing, the deep, true longings. So we're just saying yes to grace, basically. Grace is saying, how about, and we don't know what it's up to yet. We haven't a clue. But as long as grace knows, would that be okay?
Okay, I'm feeling what then is needs to be trust in, because with me it's always the issue of making personal decisions or following the natural impulse of what's, you know, I've tended to short circuit myself.
Yeah, but you didn't do that, sweetie. It's the mind, the identified mind, that app, it short circuited itself.
Right.
Yeah, so none of the personal history, not none of it, but most of the personal history that's in the file of Charlie, we can attribute to the misunderstandings of the I thought, the role play. So the short circuiting was in the role play and in the I thought, right?
I'm feeling it, and as you're saying it, I really started feeling into there's this little tender being that has not followed its natural longings for so long, you know.
Yeah.
I could jokingly say, well, look, I will show you my dossier right here.
Sweet. But now adore the tender being. Just adore it. There it is.
It's very vulnerable and very, very tender to the point of like a shy or a dog that's been beat and will cringe away at the slightest sensation.
But in this moment, can we honor it as divine? It's not of this world, though it animates this world. So we're just honoring it.
Yeah, I can. It softens the edge of the I don't know how you say it, the contraction and the story, which is connected to the story, sort of dissolves.
Wonderful.
And it's just the tender being, which then becomes more, feel it more in my belly, and it feels open. There's the possibility, but then it's making, actually, I didn't meditate in the beginning, and I was walking, doing this sort of meditative walk while I've been listening. So
wonderful.
It's wanting to walk the walk.
Very good. So we say yes to that. But the most important thing is to really nourish this naturalness, your deepest, innermost, with devotion and gratitude. Because that's its food. And it likes to walk, obviously.
And And it's really needing to abide in the stillness, because Charlie, I will have a tendency to say, start effusing and then looking at it, this aesthetic thing, saying, wow, look at this grace, look. But it's not, it's still a distancing myself from just.
Yeah,
being.
But just bow to all history on the embodiment for a moment. Just bow to the whole file. Ah, and stay with innocence. How fun is that? This is why people love having grandchildren. Because, you know, after as many decades as you and I have lived, it's so refreshing to be around innocence. And that bright, shiny, naturalness.
I have, I don't have children, and the reason I go to the Sikh Gurdwara is because they have the whole spectrum from 2 weeks old to 80 and 90 year old.
Yay!
And there's loads of, and they let the children, are like, you know, like Taya. The children just run around and do what they do. They really let the children have their freedom while, you know, the adults are praying.
Beautiful. Yes, yeah. So here, can we allow this innocence its freedom? Why not?
But it's then again, it's freedom. The without the childlike, you know, the innocence can be associated with little children, which is sort of even a metaphor, because what about the innocence of a 70-year-old?
Yes. So here it is. Can we go back to honoring it? Because honestly, most of us have fed our minds rather than this deeper being. So can we go feed it again? Give your mind a kiss.
I can. But I'm feeling it is like, it's sort of like all the words and the mind thinking and being poetic and whatever is sort of melting into itself.
Wonderful. Yay!
Yeah, and but it's being unfamiliar with the usual getting excited and feeling happy and is a little childlike, look, mommy, and there's a certain pattern to get excited in a certain exaggerated way rather than stay.
That's okay, but just bow to that.
This is very, I'm feeling all this happening. I mean, it's really like the absorbing into just being rather than having the yeah. I think there's also a lifelong being alone.
Well, don't go there again. Go back to the absorption.
Well, no, what I was going to say is I think I'm giving up the usual. There's little Charlie and then there's adult Charlie. Noticing him. This is
beautiful.
Like the protective services, so to speak, is sort of dissolving into that. The innocence can just be there without needing to protect it.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful, Charlie.
I bow. You, Pamela, I bow to everyone out there. I really appreciate this so much.
Yummy. Thank you, dear.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Pamela?
Yes.
This is Kate from England.
Hello, Kate, dear.
Hello. Everybody seems to be talking much about the same thing tonight to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the same. and I want some. I feel so selfish, but I'm just like, please, I want some, I need some.
Oh, yes. So we just say yes to that because it's just naturalness saying, ooh, delicious.
I'm going through treatment for sexual abuse when I was a child. I am waiting, being kept waiting by the medical system, and we're having to sort of kick out and complain because I can't. I need, they've left me in such a raw space. They're swapping me from one sort of treatment to another, and it's been months and months, and I'm just raw.
And okay, but hold on a second. We have to consult the heart.
Okay, well, this is the trouble. My heart feels like it's got a pavement stone on top of it.
Okay, but hold on a sec. Bow to the pavement stone.
Okay.
Because it just wants to protect the darling heart, yeah?
It's like lead, you know, it's so heavy. So
I know. Well, you and I, when we went and got our armor, we got the best. So bow to it, go, oh, thank you for protecting. Thank you for protecting.
It actually makes me feel nauseous to have it.
I know, but it's okay. We're going to stay with that. And just to the body, yes, yes, yes. Natural not to like it. Natural not to like it.
The thing that worries me is actually not about myself at the moment. Like, it is kind of. It's my partner, my best girlfriend, my children who are older. I've got 15, 18-year-old twins and a 29-year-old daughter.
Wow.
As well as there are others. And because I'm in this place of just the compassion, my compassion is screaming because I know they need my help. I know that I don't need to be there night and day, but my compassion is screaming because it wants to get to the people that need me, need their mom, need their wife.
Okay, but just say yes to that. And bow to the heart, because I don't think it's any accident we were honoring the armor, apparent armor in front of the heart. And then there was this passionate longing was released and spoken. Can you just say yes to that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't. The help, particularly my partner, he's been so supportive, but I'm kind of pushing him away because I can't put it into words. I'm just so weighed down. It feels so selfish. This armor feels so selfish.
Yeah, but just the I can't and the armor, they're both protective. Just bow to consciousness protecting itself, because its consciousness is animating the stone in front of the heart and even animating the I can't, which is really weird. So we just bow to it.
I knew what was weird.
When consciousness is decided to animate everything, it was literally everything. So we're just bowing to it. Bowing. Oh, my God. Thank you. I can't. Thank you, stone in front of the heart.
It's just screaming.
Yeah. But just invite the screaming to, because behind the screaming is the divine frustration again, right?
It's this longing that you're talking about to so many people.
Yeah, and just agree with it. Because you're right, this is ridiculous.
It's totally ridiculous.
It really is.
I am compassion.
Yeah, so we want to just invite compassion to uncontain itself.
Okay.
You see, the body mind has a little concern about letting the love out and the grace and the presence and the transmission if it doesn't know its own strengths. Because if it's out there as this sort of luminous, fluffy expansion, then all the apps, protective apps, are going to go, no, no, no. Back in your little room you go.
I want that. I've felt it. I've had it. You know, I've experienced that beautiful, fantastic. Well, it's either brilliant, brilliant light or dead black, where every creation comes from, like, you know, the soil. And I'm just, my body is. I'm so, I can't help it. It's just screaming.
Bow to the body, sweetie. Thank it for containing the vastness. Because that was also a devotional movement to keep you safe, to keep us safe. By pulling in this radiance and kind of bottling it up.
Why does that keep me safe?
Well, you know, it was a good idea at one point. Or it seemed to resonate. So now it doesn't resonate. No? So just bow to containment and all the protection, thanking it for its devotion.
It's like... Something is saying you need peace to deal with your own stuff before you can give out that compassion that the other people
Yeah, that's
need.
Not true.
But it hurts.
I know, because it's not true. So give the mind a kiss.
Yuck.
And that whole file that I have to heal myself of the past, and then I can give my gift.
The file. That really resonates, that file.
I know, but it's not your deepest pleasure postponing being yourself, being the totality of what is. Now, you can even bow to the trauma and the personal history. And I have a deep respect and sober respect, I have to say, for everything that we all have gone through. So there's no disrespect. There's just like a deep bow of like, oh, my God. Wow. But bow to the personal history and the trauma so it can know itself. No time required in what humans call healing. Bowing to the personal history and the trauma. So it can also know itself as radiance and pure being and unpolluted innocence.
So hard because mine just keeps dragging up images of the abuse and...
Yeah. Now bow to that slideshow and just very fiercely say no thank you to it.
Hmm. I could be quite fierce.
That's so good. Because the only reason the mind has the slideshow going is because trauma is basically, as far as I can tell, it's I never want that to happen again.
To anyone.
To anyone. Beautifully said. So we agree with the slideshow. I never want that to happen again to anyone. And just like a thousand instant bows. And just, I agree, it was awful. May no one ever experience that. May I not have to relive it through the slideshow. And bow to uncomfortable memory and trauma and all that. Unhealthy sexuality. Just, it's like a bow backwards through the human condition, really.
It's making me shake. I don't know why I'm trembling.
No, but that's okay. Bow to that because it's the body's wisdom. And just agree, that never has to happen again. I agree. We didn't like it. I agree. Natural not to like it.
But is it okay while that's happening? Is everybody else okay?
Well, everybody's true nature is okay. Can you bow to all your loved ones' true nature right now? Because when you feed that way, it rises up and starts what humans call healing.
They're all so beautiful.
Yes, yes. And can you see they're not their role? They're just pure presence. Shining. But gods like to wear rags, and they like to apparently wear different outfits. So if a god is wearing a rag, that's why I used to love it, you know, when a homeless friend would come towards me, because I would bow, because it was so much the parable of the god in the rags. And I would be bowing for the half block as they ambled towards me, and then I would meet their gaze and bow to that pure being. And we all feel it when we encounter that level of respect. That's the healing that doesn't come or go. That's where the stabilization is, right?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if in the play of the doctors there in England, that consciousness isn't telling you that the fountain of eternal purity is your very own being. And all those doctors couldn't give you but a hint of what pure being can bless itself with. So there's no accident, these weird postponements.
I understand. I suspected.
I mean, it was rather heavy-handed what life was showing you, right?
Oh, God, yeah.
God.
I did suspect.
So, just a last little noticing, if it resonates. Your pure innocence, can you show it its unpolluted purity? Because for me, I had a little story. I didn't have the excruciating experiences that you had, and a big bows to your amazing ability to include that. But, you know, some devastating things with masculine happened here.
Yes.
And there was, in the file on the deficient Pamela, was a little pollution idea that somehow I was muddied or polluted or harmed or lessened, yeah, by, and it wasn't the divine masculine that did it or the human masculine, it was more the I thought screenwriting did it, but it was very beautiful here when innocence saw its unshakable purity. Unshakable, absolute purity, not a stain.
It kind of comes in waves, and then the other wave goes, no!
That's right, because it was kind of, once again, that purity will wear rags, so it doesn't draw ickiness. But we're inviting it to notice it never has to draw ickiness again. You know that phrase, ickiness?
Mm-hmm.
Ugliness? Because the great myth about pure innocence is that it will draw negativity to itself.
Yes.
Now, that is no longer true. If it's identified innocence, it will. But natural, radiant, pure being will not. Because it's no longer in role play. It's prior to the opposites of purity and perversity. Just feel into that.
It makes me panic because I can't find her.
Yeah, but thank panic. And just, you can just call her forth. Pure being is welcome here.
Oh, she is.
There she is. Because she's also the luminous darkness and the starry night and the forest and the fish in the ocean. But it's our beliefs about her. Not even our beliefs, the I thoughts, beliefs about this. And by honoring her, even if you can't see her or feel her, then she starts to bloom. She's like winter. And then our respect, our devotion, our gratitude, our hello, I love you, is like spring sun. And she rises up out of the snow and the ice and the shaking.
It's like a flower can push its way through concrete.
Absolutely. And so the more we bow to her, this naturalness, the more she blooms. Or in the case of the divine masculine, the more he blooms.
And my heart's peeping out.
There it is. And just let it know it's safe to be here, that isn't going to happen again. That was role play, and it was ugly and ugly, and we hated it. But this one, is not subject to the opposites of beauty and horror and all that, harshness and kindness. Would that be all right? So invite it to come out and play, because this world needs its medicine, really.
Kind of convinced, my mind kind of convinced myself that harmony needed violence, like you look at the beautiful countryside, but it's kept in balance by the fox killing the rabbit, or the you know, slug killing the lettuce, or so the violence has to, the harmony can't come without violence. My mind kind of made that real.
Yes, but right now, bow to that file so it balances itself. Because from the fox's point of view, it was just hungry, and then it got really excited, and then it, there was no violence to it. It was just like, oh, I am so hungry, I need to eat. It was innocent.
Oh.
And the rabbit running for its life was like, oh, help, 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 help. That was innocent.
No.
So just bowing to that, there's no need, no need. Everything is actually in balance. Except for the human condition, so that's why we need to give it extra compassion.
That's why I need a bash on the head from you today.
No. We want to bow to the head. Because the head just did some really arcane, yogic, weird stuff. So now we're inviting it to just stretch out and unravel its innocent misunderstandings.
Mind always wants to claim it and laminate it, like you say.
Yeah. But that's only because it's embarrassed, it's formless and empty. So it, instead it's like the other, what was her name? Oh, Lady Godiva wearing all that hair. So here is the mind wearing all of its files.
I have very long hair.
There you are. You are Lady Godiva. So bow to the mind and invite it to notice that it's bright, shiny, glorious, pure intelligence. And it doesn't have to wear all those ridiculous, untrue files. It could just shine in all of its glory.
Yeah, and then that's for everyone.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, and then that's compassion, and that's fine.
Beautiful. There it is.
That's all it has to do.
That's it.
Oh.
So you don't have to worry about healing yourself and then later living as compassion. Compassion is healing, isn't it? Because it includes everything, all the, you know, all the orphans, all the little raggedy beings, all the inner raggedy ones.
Oh. Yes.
I like that word, rag tag.
All the tags on the files.
Yeah, good point. It was just the mind sort of giving itself secondhand love with all of its information and ideas, because we weren't honoring it as the supreme intelligence, so it it got a little neurotic with all its file cabinets and, you know.
Yeah.
Thank you. Beautiful, Satsang, dear.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you. Lots of love. Lots of love. And to everyone tonight, everyone. Much love.
Thank you. Thank us. Wow, our satsang flew by with all these like juicy, amazing sharings and alchemical returns. Wow. So I'm going to return the hosting to our glorious host, Kate, with deep bows of gratitude for all the silent sages and the sages that spoke.
Thank you, Pamela. Thank you, everyone. So beautiful to gather in love and support. And do join us for Pamela's next satsang here on Sunday, February 15th. Same time and same place. And we also have another teacher who will be teaching in a different format in a web satsang, Adam Shackfield.
Highly recommended.
Yes, yeah. Check him out. That is Sunday, February 8th at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And you can learn more about that on our website. So thank you again, everyone, and Pamela. So beautiful. You feel free to unmute yourself if you'd like to say goodbye by pressing star 6.
Bye.
Bye, Pamela.
Thank you, Pamela.
Thank you so much, Pamela.
Stages.
Goodbye.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Pamela.
Much love.
Much love. Love,
love, love.
Bye, Pamela.
Bye, Pamela. It's Corinne. Bye.
Bye, Corinne.
Thank you, Pamela.
Love to you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Pamela.
Yeah. Love to all of you.
Thanks, Pamela. Bye, everybody.
Bye, Carrie.
Bye.
Thanks, Pamela.
Om Shanti Shanti. I guess I'll sign off now.
Thank you, Pamela.
Thank you, thank you. Much love.
Much love to everyone, and I will go ahead and end the meeting. Be well.
Thank you.